This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brice, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and to the telephone we go, and none other than Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank. They're not going to stay there long because it's 56 degrees. There you go. They chuck right up back in. Now, it's a little nippy where you're at. It's going to get nippier, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a freeze warning that's happening right now. So it's a little un-Floridian.
Yeah, and tomorrow it's going to be a little bit chillier, they tell us. So there you go. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty, and justice for all.
By the way, we emphasize the two words under God because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a caller on the line, Mr. Frank, so I'm going to take the caller right away so that he doesn't have to continue to hold. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just had an idea about this smash and grabs out in California.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just like the banks have a button that they press when they call the cops if they're getting robbed, why not have the stores do that and then also have a tactical force by the police, a quick response force where they can respond quickly? And the other thing would be also need to have on guards at the doors, or they buzz people in by so people won't just walk in. But they could buzz people in as they appeared. All right, that's it, Kevin.
All right. Well, this smash and grab that happened last night in Canoga Park, California, there was a security guard, Frank, that was shot and wounded. He was an armed guard, and apparently he drew his gun, but they shot him first.
Well, you know, my answer to this is going to be pretty simple. Reverse the idiotic defund the police movement.
Mm-hmm.
Stop falling for the false flag argument that there's systemic racism in law enforcement. Get back to law and order and put a few more cops on the beat that have been reduced, especially in California, because everybody bought into the BLM BS. And that's not just one acronym. It's BLM and BS. And let's get back to having safe streets in the United States. In places like, in a lot of places throughout California, in Portland, in Seattle, in Chicago, in New York, we've been demonizing police officers for ever since the Obama administration. Mm-hmm. And because we've been doing that, crime has gone through the roof. And now we're seeing things like this. that are starting to become commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when lawlessness owns the street, you need to flood it with law enforcement to push the lawlessness back.
Mm-hmm.
Even the people in Minneapolis said point blank, this is kind of stupid. We need more police protection because these thugs are ruling the streets now.
Mm-hmm.
So make your choice, America. Do you want to fall for the false flag argument of systemic racism? Because the FBI crime statistics absolutely do not back that up. There is no proof of law enforcement targeting black people. This is a narrative that's been cooked up by the left. The numbers just don't bear it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to stop living the lie, and let's get back to being able to allow our kids to walk down the street without having to worry about 80 people jumping out of a car, you know, overrunning a store.
Mm-hmm.
Without the fear of having people walking down the street punching Asian 80-year-old Asian women in the head, saying you don't belong here. I mean, this is making the idea of the movie Joker mm-hmm. almost realistic.
Yeah. Now, Christine in Sarasota chimed in and said something. I think the stores in California who have been looted should sue the governor, the town, the police. For what they're getting, for what they're losing to return. Oh, and also to return the taxes that they have to pay. Why should the insurance companies have to cover all of this? The state should do its job.
There's a little bit of a point there. Government is, first and foremost, there's two things government is charged with doing.
Mm-hmm.
One is protecting our rights. Making sure that we have the ability to exercise our rights. And the other one is basic security.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just defending us from foreign aggressors. It's also to protect us from criminals within our midst.
Mm-hmm.
So government on every level in the places I just mentioned, it's failing at its mission. If you're not free to pursue happiness, your rights are being trampled on. And if people are coming in, taking your stuff and shooting security guards, you're definitely not secure. So government's failing in these locations.
Boy, isn't that true. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check it out. See all the great things that he has to offer. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and of course, mossnissan.com is a website. Now, it's amazing to me how Moss Nissan gets customers from all over the panhandle, South Georgia, across the state of Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. But I believe I know part of the reason. Now, Moss Nissan just can't not be beat when it comes to price and customer service. They refuse to be beat, and price will not cause someone from buying a vehicle from them. They also, their goal is to do whatever it takes to be the best automobile dealer in the nation. Now, it all starts with the Moss Care that they have, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Don't forget that if you have a used vehicle that you want to trade in and it's in good condition, you might find yourself getting 25% more than the vehicle's currently worth, because trade-ins are commanding a great resale price right now, as well as a trade-in price for those that are been taken good care of. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They have over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, a lot of off-lease vehicles now in the used car itinerary. And don't forget, they're the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care, taking care of them. Now, their dealerships are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building a brand-new dealership up there in Brooksville, Florida. It'll be open in a couple of months. Can't wait to see that. Check them out online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. And good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, Samsung picked Texas to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory, chips, in other words, to create some 2,000 jobs, and there's going to be more plants coming, I've been told.
Well, that's not a bad thing. You know, any time we can have tactical control over the production of something that we use so much of, it's a good move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now we're dependent on whether or not China wants to actually make the chips, export the chips, get them over here, and then we're at the mercy of the port operators, which, oh, by the way, on the West Coast happens to be China a lot
yep.
of the times.
Yep.
You know, to get things unloaded. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a fan of anybody of being dependent on anybody from overseas to make the things that we consume here.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of free trade. I'm a free market kind of guy, but I think that we should be able to make the products that we use, and especially that we depend on over here in the United States. When we have our immediate needs taken care of, then trade above that is fine. It's wonderful. I like a good Chilean wine. I like a good German beer, you know, but I don't want to say we can't get any beer unless we're getting German beer,
mm-hmm.
you know. So let's be self-sufficient over here and then have fun with trade instead of saying, well, you know, if China decides not to trade with us, we lose half of our ability to make a car.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how do you feel about Joe Biden spending Thanksgiving weekend over at a billionaire's Nantucket, Massachusetts home while the billionaire's away somewhere, and he's living the lavish lifestyle there at the billionaire's home? Now, I realize he's a contributor, a big major contributor, or this would never be going on, but what do you think about that?
I got two thoughts on that. One, why did here, the President of the United States coming to your house for a holiday and you DD on him? That's quite a statement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the President's coming to the house, honey. Oh, yeah, well, let's go to Europe. Well, I don't want to be around for that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thought is this. For someone who fought so hard to get into the White House, the guy certainly spends enough time away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
You know,
mm-hmm.
The guy is either in Delaware or he's somewhere else. How about you just keep your wrinkly butt in the White House and do your job?
Yeah, and I almost fell over yesterday when I heard the price tag on putting the wall around Biden's place there at the beach in Delaware.
Rehoboth.
Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable.
$500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Walls don't work. That's why we can't have them on the border. They don't work.
But we're going to have one around Biden's house.
Oh, yeah. And then when Nancy Pelosi decides she wants to go full-blown Nazi in Washington, D.C., she erects walls around the Capitol building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hypocrisy is beyond palpable. I mean, and people, whenever that argument comes up, the walls don't work from the Democrats, the eye roll should almost be audible.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me drift on.
As a matter of fact, let's tear it down. Let's go to Wahlbeth and tear down that wall that doesn't work and see how quickly the law enforcement comes and takes you away.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me drift on over here and see who's on the telephone line. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Oh, hey, Elliot.
You guys hit the nail on the head. You know, Joe Biden is a feckless, no good, senile, crafty crap man that don't give a damn about us Americans. He's putting illegal immigrants first. I want to comment on this Chinese deal. You know, the Chinese said to the Americans,
mm-hmm.
it may not be nothing to you. It certainly speaks up for us. And what the Chinese is speaking about is if you go to New York City and take a strong look at Times Square, there's a fortune cookie there. Let me tell you something. The Chinese signature series is they place fortune cookies in countries around the world to show that they are the dominant power. It has everything to do with dominance of power, dominance of world. And they got a damn Chinese fortune cookie right there in Times Square. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, thank you. And, Frank, we do have one more caller. I'm going to try to grab the caller here real quick. Let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from St. Pete.
Oh, hey, Mary.
Hi, Frank. I just wanted to say or ask that I don't think it's good enough just to build stuff here. You have to own the companies. These guys are still owning the companies. Look up Heninges, H-E-N-N-I-N-G-E-S, connected with Hunter Biden and Rosemont Seneca. They own this. They've been bought. I don't think it's good enough. Not good enough. Get that surface information out there. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, and she was talking, there's a committee where there's, it goes, every foreign entity goes before a committee to get an okay to be able to own things here in the United States, especially companies.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a rubber stamp lately. You know, you and I were talking about this off air in a different context.
Mm-hmm.
There's foreign companies that have giant plants over here under the name of free trade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that still own the buildings, the land, the companies. It's an economic, I don't want to say invasion, but it mm-hmm. it pushes the ethics point for free trade. By having them over here, but under the guise of free trade, you know, if people are willing to sell and buy, that kind of thing happens. We do have a little security oversight with the CFIUS committee, though.
Mm-hmm.
To the point of the first caller, he's right. You know, China is they want to be the global economic power. And they're staking claims in major cities, not just throughout the United States, but all over the world.
Yep.
You can see them. You can see these digital and physical flags all over the world. And when you listen to the talk and you see what they're doing with trade and the manipulation of their currency, you see that they are aggressively pursuing that avenue
mm-hmm.
with a weak president and a weak dollar and a treasury that's more concerned about trying to figure out how to create money to spend for transitional reasons. We're not a good competitor for China right now.
All right, well, my man, I got to let you go because I got something else to do here at the bottom of the hour, but I will talk to you on Monday and check out what a foreign trade zone is. We may be talking about it.
You bet. Still open.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. We're going to do a little research on the foreign trade zones, especially the last group of ones that were brought into the U.S. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I thought that was going to be different, Mr. Speaker, because I took President Biden at his word. I took him at his word when he said he was going to get COVID under control. Mr. Speaker, unfortunately, more Americans have died this year than last year under
Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy on the House floor last week, shaming the president for failing on his campaign promise. And if reports out of Africa can be trusted, a new variant of COVID-19 has been detected. Nature magazine reported the new variant is out of Botswana. The World Health Organization is holding an emergency meeting today to discuss the rise of COVID-19 cases in South Africa that have been blamed on the new variant of the virus. South Africa's Minister of Health identified the new variant as B11529 and said it seems highly contagious among young people. The British government is taking no chances and announced it has started banning flights from South Africa and five other southern African countries on Friday. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are going to be speaking with Lauren Kelly. You all know who she is. She's the author, mother, and grandmother extraordinaire of the book Tuggy the Patriot Pup, and of course Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Go over to the website, check it out, and take a look at those three books that she's got. It is American History Taught the Way It Should Be, which is something the kids are not getting right now in the schools across America. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's T-U-G-G-I-E. And it's a perfect, perfect Christmas gift for your children or your grandchildren, as well as an absolute must for homeschoolers. Now, joining us right now, Lauren Kelly, and good morning to you, Lauren.
Hi, Captain. How are you?
Oh, I'm a busy little camper. I've been gobbling all over the place.
I know. I've been listening. Everybody's been calling in. That's great.
Yeah. Now, what I want to emphasize with what it is that you do is the schools across the United States of America leave a lot to be desired. That's the understatement of the year, right?
It certainly is, yes.
And when it comes to American history, which is something that I really liked when I was in school, I really did like American history, learning about the people that came over to begin with, the pilgrims and the ships they were on and this, that, and the other, and learning about how they settled the country and how the country grew and the Indians and all that sort of stuff. It was American history extraordinaire. Well, now they don't seem to want to teach most of the stuff that we learned in high school, and your book certainly does that at a very good level with a young dog, a Yorkshire Terrier, I believe. Isn't that what that is, a Yorkshire Terrier?
Yeah, he's a Yorkshire, and mm-hmm. he happens to be a Yorkshire Yorkie, and he does go through American history. And just to give a nod to what you had said about how it used to be taught in the schools, mm-hmm. I think what people are reacting to so strongly is the amount and the way it's taught to the younger children, meaning there's very few people that don't want their children to be educated in a complete scope of American history. All of us that love history want our kids to be taught that. Mm-hmm. But when I was a kid, I was taught it simply in elementary school with books like Johnny Tremaine, which is a My Tuggy, the Patriot Pup, is a nod to books like that. And then when we got into high school, we had American History 1 and 2 in our junior and senior, and we got into deeper, more serious levels of American history. And that's what I really think the country has a problem with right now, more so than anything else. And I'd really like to see history go back to simple when they're little, and then, you know, more complicated in junior high and then in high school.
Right. And, of course, you're getting out around the countryside. You're coming to Tampa to participate in a show here down by the Riverwalk, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm going to be at the Riverwalk December 11th and 12th. I'm really excited. I know it's very beautiful there. And along with the three books, which really are a great Christmas gift, I have just a small amount of stuffed dogs that go with the third book. They are the child of a marriage that happens. A little stuffed dog that goes with the couple that gets married in my third book.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be kind of unique because I don't know too many people that are doing that. But the kids will love that. When they see that, you know, they'll love that.
Yes, he has his own birth certificate, and he has a very cute, red, white, and blue, but not a red, white, and blue flag, but a red, white, and blue kerchief. And I'm really looking forward to getting more of his cousins. I just, once again, we just have to tap upon a little bit of trade let up here. So just from state to state, I can get more dogs produced.
Right. And, of course, the good thing is this is something that's made in the U.S. of A., produced in the U.S. of A. By the way, George the Godfather, who bought your books for his granddaughter, he says, in fact, my granddaughter has to do a report on history, and she said she's going to use the books that he gave her. She says she loves them.
Well, you know, the nice thing about the books is with the vocabulary in the back, and then whichever topic I cover per volume, you have that essay that not kids can copy, but of course they can absolutely use for to get their background knowledge, because most of them aren't really getting a coverage of the War of 1812, which is in my second book. They're not getting it truly covered, so I'm happy to do that so they can do their reports.
Yeah, and again, you know, if you want to learn American history and you want your kids to learn American history, right, instead of learning whatever the heck it is they're teaching in the schools these days, which nobody seems to recognize anymore as being American history, at least the way we learned it, then, mm-hmm. you know, the best thing I can tell them is to go to your website, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com, and see what's there and order those books and go from there.
Yes, in the first volume, you know, all the kids have to do, especially if they have some downtime because they're home for the Thanksgiving holiday,
mm-hmm.
Just push play. Volume one is just push play in English and in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. And you do have the audiobooks, too, come to think of it. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, car rides, I mean, I'm a grandmother, and so sometimes you want them to sit still for a minute, but you really don't want them staring at the games or staring at some of the other stuff. And so my website's a great alternative.
Mm. Now, when you sat down to write these books, is this what you originally sat down to do, or did you have something else in mind?
Well, you know, I originally sat down to just write one. I had one story that kind of ran around in my mind, which happened to do with the American Revolution. And then I had too many characters, so I had to create a trilogy. And then that trilogy created another trilogy. And so altogether, there are 13. There's three published. The next three are written, and then there will be 13 altogether. And what they do is they cover all the conflicts and wars that America has been in. And mm-hmm. so if by the time we'll get through the 13, any child that has gone through the series will have with a heart, told with a heart how tough this all has been for the country instead of just names and dates or a distorted view. They're really going to get history with a heart.
Now, I've got a question for you. One of my listeners is chiming in and going, "Where do you know where you will be located on the Riverwalk?"
I have to apologize. It's 5:30 and I don't have my laptop in front of me. I am at the river. I'm assuming there's a convention or something. I'm so sorry. But it is like the Christmas fair. It's the Riverwalk Christmas fair. The 11th and 12th.
Yeah, and I know what this person was getting at. They lined the whole Riverwalk up with businesses and whatnot down there, so they were just wondering if you had a specific spot. But I believe you'll probably be able to handle that, say, maybe on your website.
Yes, I will get to that right today. I apologize.
Well, you don't need to do that because it is O'Dark 30, and you know, we did get you up before breakfast, but then again, as you said, you've been listening, but that's okay. So let's just talk about something else here a little bit pertaining to books. You got about a minute left to go here. First of all, this is very affordable, unlike some of the other things going on in the United States today where prices have gone up ridiculous levels. You actually are giving people a break, aren't you?
Yes, because with the ship and everything else, you come in at under three books, and they are, they're museum, you know, they're what you would get at a good gift shop, at a good American history museum. And they come in at three for under 40, they're three for 30 on the website, and then the ship. And so you really can't beat it, and they're treasures. I mean, not just because I wrote them, but the illustrator is a terrific artist, and they're beautiful to look at also.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, unlike the big box stores, we get into this with Mike Lindell, unlike the big box stores, they, you're giving them a break, so they're saving a lot of money in the middle.
Yes, and just like I said, if they'll be there for Christmas. I mean, if you order them a week before Christmas, they will be there for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, thepatriotpup.com. Go there, check it out, and I'm sure you'll be happy.
Thanks, Captain.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, Lauren.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all righty, Lauren Kelly. And I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback. Boy, did we have some games yesterday. Holy smokes. How about them Cowboys? Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And by the way, my conversation with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone is coming up here. But this is what Patrick Hyland does during the week.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. This year I can get you back $148.50 back into your checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Now, Patrick Hyland has helped me, and I'm sure he can help you, too, with your insurance needs. And Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, is here right now. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Big Thanksgiving Day football outcomes. It was great.
How about them Cowboys?
Ooh, they get upset in overtime by the Raiders.
Unbelievable.
Okay. 36-33. Good ball game. Good ball game.
Oh, it was. Love it was. And how many times did he get to kick that last field goal?
Boy.
Jeez.
A lot of undisciplined in the National Football League right now.
Man.
College ball. You need to get more disciplined. If you expect to go the distance or win it all, you better go the distance. No question about it. First game of the day. I mean, it didn't mean anything, Captain. The Bears and the Lions, but, you know, what a rival.
Oh, wait a minute. It meant somebody to somebody we know.
Well, it was nice that the Bears won, but mm-hmm. as far as playoff implications, Captain, is what I was getting at. Didn't do much in the realm of that for anybody.
And Detroit is still winless, right?
Yeah, 0-9-1.
Wow.
I mean, it's not good. Bad football this year in a lot of realms, Captain, and hopefully they'll get a little bit better parity next year and not have so many blowouts and so many gaps. Hopefully this weekend we'll see some good games. You know, the Sunday night special is going to be the Cleveland Browns for our boy Joe.
Wait a minute. You bypassed the game that we want to talk about.
Oh, that's definitely got to talk about the Buckaroos and the Colts, man. But
no, the Buffalo Bills.
Well, yeah, they just killed the Saints, didn't they, my man?
They destroyed them. I couldn't believe it. 31-6.
Yeah, just even, you know, feel bad talking about it. So bad for our friends up in Louisiana. Both teams, you don't know which team you're getting week to week. Buffalo can win 31-6, then lose 9-6 to the Jaguars. Next week, we'll see what they do.
Yep.
The Saints next week might come back and win 31-6. Just mm-hmm. a very weird football year, to say mm-hmm. But when Buffalo plays to their best, they can compete with anybody in the National Football League. And if they could get on a roll and be consistent, they would have a shot to at least go to the Super Bowl, if not win at all. For sure, they should make the playoffs. But the Patriots are starting to, you know, play well again in that division. So it's going to come down to those two teams. So it'll be good. Well, the reason I brought up the Cleveland-Baltimore was for our friend Joe Weaver.
Yeah.
Also, that's a, you know, rivalry game, division game. You have Pittsburgh at Cincinnati, mm-hmm. big division game. And it's kind of funny, Captain, you know, because they went to the 17-week schedule. Yeah, you have Tampa Bay playing the Colts, which very rarely happens, mm-hmm. and the Carolina Panthers playing the Miami Dolphins. So, non-division games. Tennessee and New England playing. That'll be a good matchup because you have the Belichick coaching against his, you know, Coach Grable, who played under him. So, it's kind of interesting matchup.
Mm-hmm.
The Philadelphia Eagles playing the New York Giants. They got killed by the Buccaneers Monday night. We'll see if they rebound. And then Atlanta. Friends up there in Atlanta. Come down to Florida to good old Jacksonville. And that'll be a 1 o'clock special. And
well,
the Jets will be playing the Texans.
How about Mississippi? How about good old number
how about
eight?
That game?
Mississippi beat Mississippi State. Yep.
31-21, Captain. Give mm-hmm. some college shout out there. Very nice. Very happy about that. Mississippi, if they would have only lost one game, they'd be in the hunt to do something. But losing two games is going to be out. They have a very good team, and their quarterback's excellent. He will be playing next mm-hmm. year in the National Football League, Captain. Either, you know, starting or learning behind somebody, because he's going to be something.
Okay,
you know,
I'm going to read you a message. You ready?
Go for it.
Noel's going to whoop up on the Gators tomorrow. Guess who sent me that one?
Well, that's a good one. I would not know who. There's so many Dole fans out
Flip.
There.
Flip.
Flip said that. Good job, Flip. Flip mm-hmm. Elliott, former veteran, just like you, Captain. God bless our veterans out there. Should be a good game between those two. You know, whoever wins gets to at least go to a bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointing season for both. The head coach, Dan Mullins, out. So that's an interesting. That's a whole interesting storyline there, Captain. So. Yeah, a lot of good college games tomorrow. See who's going to get into the top four and get into their championships, as well as who's going to make it into some good bowl games.
Well, how about Michigan State? Did you see what they did with the coach?
Yeah.
10 years, $95 million.
Yep, I like the program up there.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of some more college, Iowa State, great coach up there, great motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, he's going to try to be the Bobby Bowden of Iowa. Like Bobby was here in the state of Florida, but boy, they are really coming after this cat hard
mm-hmm.
to move. And, you know, sometimes the money talks, the opportunity talks, and it's all changed, as we both know, Captain. So, but, you know, it's
oh,
be
some sad,
sports with your
some sad news in baseball for those of us that remember this individual, a former Major League Baseball outfielder, Pittsburgh Pirate long-timer, former manager, Bill Verdon, died at the age of 90.
Yeah, Bill was a great coach for them, man. Yeah, played a lot of good years for them. Played on the Pittsburgh Pirate World Series team that beat the Yankees in a crazy seven-game matchup. Yeah, boy, you're going old school, Cap. You know, Bill Burton from the Birds. Yep. You know, the Pittsburgh Pirates. So God rest his soul. Had a great life. And, you know, good baseball guy. Well, Captain, I see my time's up. If I can help anybody out with their Medicare, please give me a call. 813-966-1052. You got about a week left. You don't want to lose out on getting a good doctor either, Captain. So, anyway, people, take advantage of your opportunities while you can. I can be of help to you. Free consultation, Patrick Hyland. And please check out our show this Sunday from 11 to 12, The Sports Zone. And you can catch out Gator football and the Florida State game tomorrow on the big station, 860 AM in the Tampa Bay area. Thanks, Captain, and God bless you, my friend.
See you later. Patrick Hyland, the insurance and the sports quarterback. You hear him on Mondays, you hear him on Fridays. By the way, a final minute or so here, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Also, Dominic's does what the big stores don't do. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Well, you know, it's been a busy week. We've had a lot of news stories come floating through here again. And, of course, on the weekend show, which is tonight, we'll have some more items, I'm sure, coming in. But holidays are kind of unique because sometimes you got a lot of news and sometimes you don't. And sometimes the news you think you were going to have, you didn't have. Oh, and by the way, good morning to Fred down there in Fort Lauderdale. And Fred, of course, chimes in every morning, as well as several other people. We always try to mention those people that are chiming in. And again, good morning to Christine. Now, I'm headed off here over to St. Petersburg to the Village Inn, which is located on 4th Street, just south of Gandy Boulevard, after the second traffic light on the left. And myself and Jeff in Sarasota are going to be down there having breakfast. So if you want to stop on by, I'll buy the coffee. So there you go. Don't say you never got nothing for free. Okay. I will be back tonight with the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. For those of you that don't carry that show, we'll see you Monday morning. For the rest of you, we'll see you tonight. God bless America. Take care. And remember, this show is all about we the people. I'll see ya.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.